Hi, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to bring back a big focus on something called the watch list. Before I was adding asset classes of Forex and CFD, I was only focusing pretty well on crypto. But now I've added a watch list for both CFD, as you can see here, my RDM, Redis Desktop Manager, which is the backend that I use for Redis. And these are the watch lists that I'm using now. These are the primary things that I'm looking for in terms of potential positions to be added from the pool. Now, first things first is I have this table here called negative CF, removing negative CFDs. This is the same as saying whipsaws. Now, each asset class has their own, as you can see here, in CFD, crypto, and Forex. So out of that, I then will go in looking for the top movers, or I'm not sure yet what the threshold will be, it may be 0.5%, and add them to the watch list. Over time, I'll remove them from the watch list if there's no positions taken on. But the first thing I do now to prevent whipsaws or trying to even eliminate them is with the this watch list. So, for instance, if we just focus on, let's say, Forex here, the New Zealand against Swiss franc, that is on the watch list. Why? Because when you look at the latest round of whipsaws here, even for today's date of December 4th, we're looking for any whipsaws here, such as here as the South African Japanese yen or the Australian Hong Kong dollar, New Zealand SCD. I'm not sure what that one is, but you kind of get the idea. So what we do is we take each of these and cross-reference it against the whipsaw list in this remove negative FX table to see if it's on there and check the most recent time. And the thing is, I'm still a little leery on this, on the parameter, if it'll be 6 hours or 8 hours to keep it on the watch list. And if it's not any more whipsaws, it gets removed from the remove negative FX list or whatever whipsaw list there is. But whenever new pairs come in this case, let's say New Zealand against the Swiss franc, we can then go against this list looking for the last potential whipsaw, because that will tell you if there have been any whipsaws over the last 8 hours. Now, if it's not, then yeah, we will add it to the watch list. And I do that with every single pair now. And that will help eliminate any bad positions where the whipsaws can come in within a span of however long, 6 hours, 8 hours, that will go against you as you open up that position. So this is kind of critical and an extra layer of safeguarding myself against bad positions. So that's what I'm doing, and really I'm only focusing on those pairs or instruments that are on that watch list, and yet they may not be the top performer, because you may have top performers, but they still have whipsaws. So we need to filter out those whipsaws. So that's what I'm doing here. Just want to let you know what's going on. And again, this is using RDM, Redis Desktop Manager, where Redis is the database. Okay, we shall talk to you later. Bye.